How many people had their eyes on one of these yesterday? Some point in the day. How many? Just one, two? Who sat down and spent some time watching one of these zig and zag across the screen on the television set? How many people play golf here? I'm curious. I'm not a golf player. I certainly don't make fun of people who play golf, but I've heard it said that you just hit the little white ball and you chase it around. Is that really like below our intelligence or not? So we need to have it for all on Saturdays, Sundays, Monday nights, and now with a special guest today on Thursday night. We're sitting in front of our TV and watching one of these little things go back and forth across the screen, trying to watch it advance a couple yards at a time while grown men pile on top of each other. And we call that entertainment. We spend hours and hours doing that. We all like, most of us do that and enjoy doing it. My father is in Greece. He's not understanding the concept of football. He used to say when we were kids, everybody gets in a little in a group, they say a prayer. And they stand like statues, the line, or still, and then they kill each other. And that was exactly what that was a little bit more complicated than that. And anyway. Now, has anybody played a receiver in high school? About any wide receivers in their congregation?
No way.
Any ex-D4 quarterbacks? You don't have any of those either. Lyman. Okay, Lyman will touch this. Who wants to really know something about football? All right, there's some basic rules for when you catch one of these. All right, quarterback throws this to wide receiver, and there are some basic rules about what you do with this thing. So what are some of the basic rules for going to catch football? Before you run it. What's the first part of your body that's involved in catching one of these?
Like he's careless with it. He doesn't tuck it in and protect it.
And the guy in the swoops along the path is like the person who receives the ball but doesn't even decide to pay attention, so it's the ball that you get caught. Right? So if you're very attention to your God, the same rules apply to high school football. You've got to keep your eye on this. We spend hours and hours being entertained by a little ball sitting across our TV, but we become bored with a service that goes into overtime. We have a hard time opening up the Bible for a few minutes a day. So you have a hard time praying for a few minutes a day. So we need to put this in front of us, maybe not for 3 hours, like the football on the screen, but certainly for a good amount of time. And we need to find joy in this, the same way that any of us find joy and can't wait for Sunday to come so they can sit in front of their TV. And we have to keep our eye on the ball. We have to keep our eye on the Word and on what the Word teaches us. It doesn't do any good to say, like, I wear a cross, I'm a priest, I'm a Christian, but I have no idea what I'm looking at. Or I spend my life looking at stupid controversies and genealogies and this kind of thing. Because we got to keep our eye on the prize. Number two, we got to have a soft heart. You know, people ask me, don't you become discouraged ever as a priest? And I say, well, I used to get discouraged more easily, but now, over the years, I've come to discover or understand that my goal is like a sword. Just throw the seed. God's not going to ask me how many people came to divine liturgy. He's going to say, how many divine liturgies did you offer people? God's not going to ask how many people came to confession. He'll ask me how many times did you preach about that. And just like us, you know, God is not going to ask you how many people did you convert to Christianity. He's going to say, what kind of example did you show to people? That's the kind of thing that God wants. What kind of example are you setting? What kind of life are you living? So if you want to hold the Lord as fast, you've got to have a soft heart, good soil, take out the thorns, the weeds. And that requires work. It requires work in your garden to keep the weeds out. It requires sometimes a little pain, keep the thorns out. But it's necessary if you want to have a good garden. If you want the soil in your heart to be good, then it needs to be free of weeds and thorns. It needs to be soft and good. Soft hands from receivers that catch the ball. And then the last thing about catching the ball and catching the seed of God is you have to protect it. We don't take our Christianity and run around with recklessly. It's not a good witness for Christianity to go to a bar, have too many drinks, and wave your cross and say, pray, I'm a Christian. That is like carelessly carrying a football down the field. Right? So when we are living our life outside the church, of course it's easy to be a Christian. We are all Christians today. Almost we are foolish right now. Right? But the hard challenge of being a Christian is we walk out the door to take the seed that you've fought over today through a beautiful service, through this unorthodox sermon, and you want to take it and you want protection when you go outside. So that when you come back here next week, you run the next play, you haven't lost any yards, and you've gained yards. Think about it as you're sitting and watching TV today, and you're watching the receiver session along, and think, how am I receiving the word of Christ? And how much time do I spend watching the ball sitting inside over my screen, versus how much time do I spend watching this, the most important game of our life? Because this game has eternal consequences. It's not just over in 60 minutes, you get a do-over. Everybody gets 60, 70, 80 years here, and then, however, the score is at the end of that game determines how you spend everlasting life. May God bless you and keep you for those who sit for the teaching today. I hope you have a good time and watch your favorite team.